I am delighted to welcome here to the studio our special guest, Joseph Stepik, who is Director of Orchestras at University of Hawaii at Manoa. And Joseph, welcome, and tell us about an upcoming event that sounds really quite exciting.
Yes, thank you, John. So wonderful to be here. Thank you. Well, it's such an exciting thing to tell you about. Our orchestra, the University of Hawaii Symphony Orchestra, has been invited to tour Europe in 2020. Can you imagine that, bringing all of our students from Hawaii all the way to Europe to perform some of the greatest music ever written? And this particular tour celebrates the 250th anniversary of Beethoven's birth, so we'll be performing works by Beethoven. Sunday, January 13th at 5 p.m., we'll be hosting an informational meeting about this tour. And the thing to remember about it is, if you have a grandson or a granddaughter or a son or a daughter or someone that you know that plays a musical instrument, they are all welcome to attend this meeting, and they're all welcome to attend this tour. This is something that is opened up to the entire community of Hawaii. We would love to see a really diverse demographic take part in this. We're imagining it as a way to bring a little bit of the island over to Europe, in a way. And again, that date is January 13th, Sunday at 5 p.m. in Orvis Hall, is our informational meeting about this incredible opportunity.
Joseph, what are some of the venues that you'll be visiting overseas? Have you got those nailed down yet?
We'll be performing and visiting in some of the cities that are most associated with Beethoven, his birth city of Bonn, Germany, and of course, the city of music itself, Vienna and Austria. We'll also be visiting Prague, a few other places as well.
What an incredible opportunity for really a wonderful form of enrichment and having a chance to interact with other musicians and other cultures. I would think this would be really a great opportunity for a person to really grow as an artist.
Absolutely. That's true. And, you know, I think I remember in my youth growing up, I had the opportunity to visit Europe as well and perform. And it was one of those lifetime experiences that I'll never forget, just being able to share music in a different place, and especially to be able to share it in a place that is so associated with a composer that you're actually performing in. You can literally just walk in his footsteps. So we're looking very much forward to it.
People absolutely love Hawaii. So I have a feeling that our folks who go on this tour are going to be welcomed very warmly. Every place I've traveled, everywhere, even the remotest places, everybody knows about Waikiki. They know about Hawaii and they want to learn more.
Macadamia nuts. Can't forget that. Very important.
Absolutely. And really, what a wonderful opportunity also to be ambassadors for Hawaii to other places.
Exactly. And we're actually taking some Hawaiian music with us to Europe on this tour for just that, to give back some of our wonderful, rich culture to the musical circles of Europe.
Yeah, and how many weeks is the tour intended to be at this point?
So right now we'll be there for 10 days, actually. 10 days. And but boy, is it busy. Every single day is packed with visiting some of the most famous places in Europe and some of the most important musical cities that were known to Beethoven in his time.
What are some other musical highlights we can look forward to in the coming year? I'm sure you've got quite a lot on your plate.
We do, yes. On May 2nd, the orchestra will be performing at Kennedy Theater on the campus of the University of Hawaii. And we'll be featuring the final scene to Puccini's Sor Angelica, which, if you haven't heard that score, stop everything you're doing, go on Spotify and listen to it. It's just so beautiful. One of my favorite pieces. We are also performing music from E.T. This semester, which we'll be doing at one of our public concerts, free public concerts, February 9th at Wynwood Mall.
I also heard that there is a faculty concert in the works.
That is true. The UH String Quartet will be performing our first concert on April 26th at Orvis Auditorium, and we're really looking forward to presenting that program to the public.
And we're going to make sure you folks know more about that as we come closer to the date. Joseph and I have already been planning and plotting.
Yes, we have. Conspirators.
Exactly. So, Joseph, when students audition for the UH music program, what besides musical competence to faculty members take into consideration?
Well, I think we try to take into account the whole person. I think a danger of being a musician or being in any art or any field is that you might be inclined to be perhaps too much of a perfectionist and work on only one aspect of your craft while perhaps not taking into account other important facets of it. And so I think we try to look at the whole person and we try to see everything that they're bringing to the table. Maybe they come from a very interesting background. Certainly that must inspire their music making. There's a lot that we look at, but definitely the whole person.
I think it's interesting, too, and I notice this when I talk to friends who have helped their children make application to college, that there's a great focus now on community service, community involvement.
It's true.
And I think that also speaks to what you're talking about, that we're looking to find people who have diverse interests because it all dovetails as an artist. You bring all of this to bear with your work.
That is true. Yes, you need to have experienced some life in you, I think, in order to get the music really across to people. And I've always believed in that very much. So,
what might you suggest for high school students who have aspirations to study music at the college level?
Well, I think how do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice, 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 right?
Yes.
But as we were just speaking, it's more than that. It's going to concerts, listening to recordings, reading about the composer, about the context, about when that particular piece was written, but even going beyond that and perhaps reading other works of literature that were written around the same time that whatever it is you're working on was composed. All of art is connected. It's impossible to separate it.
I've always been fascinated with the lives of composers and artists. So somehow when I'm listening to the music of a certain era, I try to think about it in the context of that time. What was going on? Who was the target audience? What were the influences? And you read about some of these really hair-raising eras that we have had in history and how music survived through them. And despite some of the things that went on, it just enriches the whole experience.
It does.
You're present to the music, but you also can connect to the history and humanity, so to speak.
I think Beethoven's music, especially, just to bring it back to the tour, is so important in that regard because I think it's so revered. Almost Beethoven as a person is now a mythical figure, and it's hard to think of him as a human being sometimes.
True with many of them,
right.
Many of the great composers.
That's very true. And so if you take the time to read about the context of the Ninth Symphony, for example, it means something very different in its place and in its own time than perhaps it does now.
Well, besides your work as an instructor and as an administrator, which keeps you pretty busy, have you been able to reconnect to your own playing? And if so, what's your instrument?
I have. I'm a violinist, and I have been able to reconnect to it. And I have so many concerts coming up. It's so exciting. But conducting and playing are both incredible experiences, and they have their differences. And just to be able to do both, I think, really gives you an opportunity to see both sides of it, I think.
Well, because something started you along this path at the beginning, and
right.
I'm assuming, of course, it was the playing first.
As musicians, we were working with this sort of ethereal language. Abstract, certainly, and it means different things to different people. If you've only lived in a box for so many years, how can you understand Mahler or how can you understand Beethoven or these composers who try to get across these incredibly humanistic, deep feelings? You can't really. You can't relate to it unless you've done it or lived it yourself, I think.
So this tour coming up is a chance to get out of the box. Tell us again about this introductory meeting coming
up. Yes, our meeting is on January 13th, a Sunday, at 5 p.m. in Orvis. And at the meeting, we'll discuss the specific aspects of the tour. And again, this tour is open to everyone, and we would love to see high schoolers audition for this, community members. This is something that everyone should take a part in. It should be a collaboration between all the various types of instrumentalists on the island. And I think it's a great opportunity to just bring a bit of Hawaii to Europe. Again, that meeting's Sunday, January 13th at 5 p.m. in Orvis Hall.
Joseph, thank you so much for joining us. I'm looking forward to hearing more about the tour as we get closer, and please come back and visit us again.
I absolutely will. Thank you so much.